Rows of small dogs wait in cages as Dr. David Brooks monitors them inside his Pembroke Veterinary office. The North Carolina native was born and raised in the small town and graduated from the School of Veterinary Medicine at Tuskegee Institute in 1978. Brooks says his path to studying animals wasn't easy, especially when the bill was due.
One scholarship in particular, or grant, it did not include the field of veterinary medicine. It evidently didn't ever think a Native American would ever go to veterinary school.
Brooks is part of the Lumbee Native American tribe. His son, Byron Brooks, holds a master's degree from the University of Arizona in Native American Studies. He says he was lucky because his father understood the importance of education and was able to offset his expenses. However, Byron Brooks also remembers his frustration when searching for scholarships.
We had this big book that must have been 6-7 inches thick, full of scholarships. I didn't apply but for 2 pages of that whole book.
Paying for college is a challenge for anyone, but for the Lumbees, access to minority scholarships is limited because the ones labeled for Native Americans are often restricted to tribes that are federally recognized, which the Lumbees aren't. The Lumbee Regional Development Association director, James Harden, uses an analogy to describe the situation.
Being the largest tribe east of the Mississippi River, it's like being told that, well, you can't go to the river and have a drink. I'm going to give you this cup of water.
For centuries, Lumbees have sought federal recognition. In 1956, Congress recognized the tribe but didn't grant the financial benefits that come with recognition. Of the 566 federally recognized tribes, only one is in North Carolina, the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Historically, that tribe has opposed Congress recognizing the Lumbees. The Cherokees question the native bloodline of the Lumbee tribe. Other opponents cite the cost of full federal recognition. In 2007, it was estimated at $480 million over a 4-year period.
It's a political process. If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And that's what this conversation ultimately is about.
Christina Theodora is the Community Engagement Coordinator at the UNC American Indian Center and a member of the Lumbee Tribe. She says obtaining federal recognition is a battle fought in the tribal administrative offices.
It's not a conversation that's had at the dinner tables when you've just gotten your children home from school.
But at the dinner table is where critical conversations occur about paying for higher education. Conversations Byron Brooks had with his father while working in the veterinarian office. Byron Brooks says he was lucky enough to have a father who could help financially support his academic goals. But other Lumbees aren't so lucky.
A lot of the students around here just flat out don't have that. Even when their parents have that understanding of what all education do, they can't set aside the money to be able to do that.
A bill is pending in Congress that would grant full federal recognition to the Lumbees, but it's unlikely to pass this year. Similar bills have failed several times before. Right now, the Lumbee Council says there's no clear path to establishing federal recognition, but hopes to have a plan by early 2017. In Pembroke, I'm Elise McLothian.